coming to you from the Big Island of Hawaii. It's the Songs and Stories Podcast. And now, here's your host, Steve Roby.
Aloha, I'm Steve Roby from Big Island Music Magazine, and welcome to the Songs and Stories Podcast. It's a weekly show where we interview Big Island musicians and check out their music. On today's episode, I'm very honored to have brothers Chase and Carl Kaʻuane. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, I like to start each show with a look back at a musician's early influences and how they got started with music. What was it like for you guys?
There was kind of a whole mix of like artists. So we listened to like, you know, island music from like Barefoot Natives to like a weird mix of like Christian, Switchfoot, and then just pop, like radio, just all kinds of stuff. And I felt like it was a crazy mix of all kinds of music. It wasn't ever just one. I could never stick to one genre.
Hey, you sent over three tracks for us to discuss on the show today. You said it's a collection of beginning, middle, and current material from your career. First up, I'm going to play Far Away. What can you tell me about this track?
Yeah, it's about really being apart and separate from the ones that you love, especially when they need you the most. And that's just kind of what we were going through.
Who's playing on it?
Carl is playing the guitar, I believe. I believe he played the track of the guitar, and Dorflinger did the engineering on it, and I sing the vocals.
Here's Far Away on Songs and Stories.
I miss my closest friend. I miss our way back when you fell and scraped your knee. Came running straight to me. I miss our summer days, tree forts and hideaways. I said I'd never leave. You put your trust in me before a broken promise. The world was young and honest. Now I feel so far away, my clouds and soul and heart ache to be with you. Yeah, I feel so far away. Bare walls and empty space. My soul and heart ache to be with you. To be with you. I wish that I was there. Bike rides, hands in the air. You were my only home. Now I'm dreaming all alone. Before a broken promise, the world was young and honest. Now I feel so far away. Dark clouds and heavy rain. My soul and heart.
Big Island music fans, would you like to be part of the podcast? If you go to our website, bigislandmusic.net, you can record a comment about the show or tell us about a musician you'd like to see interviewed. Just click on the microphone icon and start recording. Don't forget to tell us where you're located. Your comments might be included in a future podcast. So head over to bigislandmusic.net. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, how's it? Your man Lopaka Roots. Thank you for listening to Songs and Stories Podcast with Stephen Roby. You can find my music on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube, and as well as all other musical streaming platforms. You can also find me, Lopaka Roots with a Z, on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And you can find some of my music coming up soon.
Oh, na, 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 eh. I'm living my best life, yeah.
Tell me about the pandemic. It affected a lot of musicians' lives all around the world. How did it affect your music plans?
I think it mainly affected our releases. We had some songs ready to release, but the pandemic really kind of changed our timing and when those releases would go out, because we really felt like we wanted to take a step back because the whole world was taking a step back.
Right.
And so that was kind of one of the first things right off the bat that really affected us. Also, studio time was great for songwriting. Got a lot of songs written. At the very, very beginning, the first 2 weeks, I say it was too heavy to really write anything. Mm. But after those two, after we kind of adjusted and it wasn't the end of the world, but it felt like it in those first 2 weeks, we were able to kind of clear our heads a little bit and actually start writing what we were feeling at the time. Those are two of the big ones for us, but mainly it was song releasing. We really wanted to release a bunch of songs and we were excited for the year. Then all this stuff happened and it really changed what we were feeling, what we were thinking about.
Mm. Did you guys connect with your audience and fans through Zoom? A lot of musicians took to Zoom and Facebook Live to do short little mini concerts, if you will.
Yes, we did a little bit of that. There was just, to us, the live stream seemed a little overkill. And it was a bit depressing because it wasn't the same, of course, as playing like a live show. But it is helpful to connect to fans and people that enjoy the music. We did know that we both decided we didn't want to overdo that for sure. As much as I like live shows and Zoom and things like that, those are great options. We wanted to distract people in a good way. and kind of, you know, encourage. We didn't want to add to the clutter. I felt like there was a lot of things going on and we were like, you know what, we can take a step back and kind of pause and kind of be respectful of the situation. And it's caused the musicians and songwriters, I think, because you can't write in the room together, it's caused everybody to really work on their wordsmithing. So it's all just lyrics. Because a lot of times when you walk into a co-write, you'll be able to kind of feed off of the energy that's right in the room and everybody will kind of bounce off of each other. But it's really kind of forced songwriters to kind of go, okay, it's just words. And it's a little different.
Yeah. Do you miss that energy of being in the same room with somebody you're collaborating with?
Yeah, that's kind of one of our big ways of co-writing. We've always been kind of walk into the room. If we're excited about an idea, let's go off of what's going on in the moment. But yeah, it's changed the whole thing. Plus you got lag and awkward situations like that. But, you know, I give props for everybody that's making it work for sure. We do miss everybody.
Yeah, it's very different times indeed, yeah. You guys have found a way, I think through the Hawaii Songwriting Festival, to place your music in film and TV. Would you like to talk about that?
Yes, see, so this is where it gets really interesting. You know, before, like I said before, we were kind of a beach band. We would just play at beaches and just kind of cruising along. And we didn't really think of music as a career. We really just thought of it as something that enriched our lives and our friends around us. And we wanted to kind of just have that in our family. But when we went to the Kauai Music Festival at the time, it was held on Kauai. We kind of got to kind of wrap our heads around this whole music industry and film and TV and how that whole thing works. And basically, you know, at first it's, you know, whenever any artist sits in on the business end of something, of anything, a lot of times you'll kind of tune it out and be like, oh, this is not like, you know, we just want to play guitars and sing songs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Charles really was really graceful about going, hey, you know, you guys can make a living off of this. You guys can, you know, make some money and also put it back into your music. And so when you put it that way, we started really paying attention on how the whole thing worked out. And things kind of just went off from there. We met a lot of people in the film industry through the Kauai Music Festival, or Kauai Music Festival now. Became really good close friends. We, me and Carl kind of became known as kind of like non-official tour guides around our island. We would just go cruising with these people. non-official, of course. We would take them down to the valleys, Waipio Valley. And, you know, a lot of these people have never experienced this before. They're all from LA or New York or Nashville. And we took a couple of them out to go see the volcano when the lava was flowing. And, you know, we did it not for, you know, the business end, because that's what we do. When you live in Hawaii, we want to kind of show off where we live. And by doing so, we kind of built really good friendships with all these people from LA and New York.
Sure.
And yeah, they basically went back home. They remembered us. I mean, who can forget lava, right? I mean, that's pretty, it's pretty amazing. But yeah, they called us up and said, hey, we're doing a film and we would love to use your song in it and kind of support you guys. Wow. And we kind of went from there, got our first sync a few years ago. And then after that, Charles got us hooked into Creative Labs, which is funded by the state of Hawaii to invest in artists and entrepreneurs in the state. And so he, the Hawaii Music Festival is very tied and close to that. And me and Carl were accepted into that. From then on, we got more syncs and films and Netflix, and Hulu, and
that's great.
Basically how the career took off.
What a great opportunity for a musician.
Oh, yes. Especially being so far away out in the middle of nowhere, you know, Hawaii is really not connected in that way. So it's amazing.
Well, let's play some more music now. Who wants to tell me about the song Agree to Disagree?
I'm just going to kind of take it back a little bit. When we write songs, usually if we're excited about a concept, that'll make us want to really dig into a song. And just the words Agree to Disagree were kind of bouncing around in my head, and I really like that concept because, well, especially nowadays, it seems kind of like a lost art to agree to disagree, for sure.
Yes, indeed.
But at the time, I thought, man, this is really cool. I haven't really heard anything done like that before. And what would make it even better was if it was a duet, so two people singing, and I wanted it to kind of sound like a beautiful argument going on. And so anyways, I had the concept, and this song was actually, there was bits and pieces written between me and Carl, but a good portion of it was actually written with my wife. So a lot of it is basically just about a real argument that we had with each other. And everything worked out fine.
Is this her songwriting debut on this one?
It is. She actually never likes to write songs. She's one of, not my biggest critic, but I'll take songs to her all the time. And Carl does the same. I took the concept to her and she's like, I like this. And we kind of bounced the ideas back and forth on each other and ended up writing this song. And it's really close to me because I really like that. Just being able to, you know, kind of fight, wrestle with things. And then at the end of the day, go back and be like, hey, I agree to disagree with you and be okay and not be the end of the world.
Right. Well, let's play Agree to Disagree here now on Songs and Stories.
I know we speak a different language, but don't think I can't read those eyes. 'Cause I bet that we could get past this, babe, if you could find a way around your stupid pride.
Girl, you ain't pulling any punches, and those words can cut like a knife. You know that you could really help me, babe, if you said what you meant and you meant what you mean. Here we go back and forth, losing our voices. It's my way or the highway. Yeah, we go on and on. The
the same old song. Maybe the best thing for you and me is to agree to disagree. Said for me to be honest, and I walked right into your trap. Tell me how I'm supposed to answer you, and truth be told, those clothes just make you look fabulous.
Boy, quit making up excuses, just admit you're wrong and I'm right. You had your chance and you blew it, babe.
I wish you did what you said when you said you would do it. We go back and forth, losing our voices. It's my way or the highway. Yeah, we go on and on, the same old song. Maybe the best thing for you and me is to agree to disagree. Agree to disagree.
That you can also find Songs and Stories episodes on our website, bigislandmusic.net. The online magazine has been covering the music scene since 2017, and there's lots of great content, including interviews, reviews, and video performances too. Head over to bigislandmusic.net to find out more.
Hey there, this is Chris Stark, and you're listening to the Songs and Stories podcast. Do me a favor and check out my website, chrisstark.com, where you can sign up to my newsletter, find links to my social media, and pick up my latest album on CD or digital download. Have an awesome day. Aloha.
Tell me about your future music plans. So what do you guys have planned?
We're always looking for like a new sound. We never want to get stagnant and just stay with one thing. I think we're always looking for something that has a little, like new concepts, new ideas, new sounds, and especially from what's coming out of Hawaii. I think we've heard a lot of the music that's coming out of here. And so a lot of the times we want to make something new. And so right now we're trying to just move forward with collaborating with a lot of different writers on the mainland and a lot of people on the islands here. We just want to create music, and I think we're going to continue to do that. We're working on some new songs, probably like three new songs, but Take the Leap is kind of one of, it's coming out at the end of this month. So yeah,
great. Well, tell me about Take the Leap.
Take the Leap was kind of what we were going for, is just that the unknown, just that unknowing, like feeling that you get when there's something coming up and you're just not sure of the outcome, but also, you know, having peace that it's okay to not know the outcome of something.
I'll play that in just a minute here. But before I let you go, tell me where fans and future fans can find your music.
We've got music on all the platforms. On iTunes is where we would appreciate you go first.
Because you can download and buy a track?
Yeah. Yes. Secondly, we have Spotify, and we also have a YouTube page under Olelo Music is where you can find us on YouTube.
How about social media?
Our social media is on Facebook and Instagram. We haven't gone on Twitter or anything else, but it's under Olelo Music.
Okay. I'll be sure to add some links for those places you mentioned in the show description below. Well, thanks for being guest on the show today, Chase and Carl. And I really hope we get to have an opportunity to see each other in person real soon.
Well, we enjoyed being on the show, Steve. Thanks for calling. And just want to give an aloha out to you and your audience and say thanks for talking to us.
All right, guys. Thanks, Steve. Aloha and mahalo. Let's listen to Take the Leap here on Songs and Stories.
Hands are shaking, pushing past the fear. My voice is breaking, I need you to hear. I can't follow my dreams without leaving this town. I can't follow my heart without letting you down. Standing on the edge, I will take the leap, see where it goes. Cause if I never try, I'll never know. This could be the greatest story told. But if I never try, I'll never know. You know I'm grateful. You made me who I am. You gave me strength to chase a higher plan. Love doesn't die when you leave it behind. But I don't wanna die with the music inside. Yeah, I don't wanna die with the music inside. I will take the leap, see where it goes. Cause if I never try, I'll never know. This could be the greatest story told. But if I never try, I'll never know. Standing on the edge. No one's standing on the edge. You know I'm standing on the edge. I will take the leap, see where it goes. Cause if I never try, I'll never know. This could be the greatest story told. But if I never try, I'll never know. If I never try, I'll never know. I'll take the leap. I'll take the leap. I'll take the leap. Oh. I'll take the
Thanks for listening to the Songs and Stories podcast. Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. We'll see you next week on Songs and Stories. Aloha.